There are a lot of files of information about sexual abuse within the organization, with lawyer Jeff Anderson saying on Tuesday incomplete records list nearly 8,000 abusers and more than 12,000 victims, and saying there would be more if all files were opened. Chief Scout Executive Michael Serbaugh says the organization has been keeping records for a century. Lawyers who have sued the Scouts say many older records were destroyed years ago. Serbaugh says his group has worked harder than most to keep Scouts safe from predatory adults.
While it has often been misunderstood and criticized, time and time again, those IV files have successfully prevented potential predators from rejoining our organization and gaining access to youth. That is precisely why we've been maintaining those records since the 1920s. Long before those other modern methods were available.
Those files were known as the perversion files within the scouting organization. A University of Virginia researcher who has spent years probing the records says the screening procedures to keep out predatory adults worked, even in the days of papers and pencils, well before today's computerized records. Professor Janet Warren says the scout records should be the basis for a national database of people unsuitable to work with kids, even beyond criminal records checks, since many offenders have never been arrested or convicted. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.